After getting a celebratory welcome from a local secondary school, Ontario Premier Kathleen Wynne addressed a Greater Niagara Chamber of Commerce luncheon. She spoke of the controversial Ontario Green Energy and Green Economy Act, and she says she has gotten the message. While it promotes the growth of renewable energy, it has also strapped residents with higher electric rates, at least double what they were paying 10 years ago. But Wynne justified the act for some of its other results.
The investments that we've made in clean, reliable power were essential. The system was a mess. Smog days were a more reliable fact of life in Ontario than lights staying on, and that was an unacceptable situation. Today, electricity is dependable and 90% emissions-free.
Enough is enough. Outside, though, protesters like Liana Villela of Welland said residents just can't take it anymore.
You would think it's in our backyard that we would be able to produce cheaper power for the people here that use it. You would think so, absolutely. But we sell it to you for pennies on the dollar. You guys are lucky over there in the States. We end up picking up the cost of that, the disparaging amount between the cost of hydro and what's used. So we're fighting that. We want to get the same fairness here in Ontario that other provinces and the United States get to benefit from.
Another protester, when spotting an American reporter on Canadian soil, brought U.S. politics into his chanting, suggesting Premier Wynne should go to jail right next to Hillary Clinton. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.